Blog Talk Radio.
In the building. Also, I'm on definitely showing off on Tiny Chat and Twitter, Facebook. What's good, Damel? Welcome back to Philly Shine. Damel?
Yes,
770. Welcome back
what
to the show.
Said?
Yeah, we're chilling tonight. I'm going to be showing off Drag On tonight. I got his new music, The Crazies, his mixtape he just released. Some new music from my girl Housewife. I am H Dub. I'm on Tiny Chat if you want to see me. How you doing?
I seen your pictures on squaddj.name.com. Always trying to show your booty.
Who was trying to show their booty?
In the picture.
Looks like no, the one when I was up against the wall. Well, you know, sometimes you gotta, you know, show off your assets. Like, no, stop playing. But I know you guys have something that you have going on starting at 11:30. You want to show off a little bit while I wait for my guests to call in?
Well, if you're a woman and you could drop it like it's hot, and you've been short on your rent, you didn't get no income tax this week, your baby daddy didn't come with that check, you know what I'm saying? I say go hard, make a YouTube or get a U screen and send it to SquadDJ_radio on Twitter, or you go to SquadDJs.name.com and post it on Hype Man Crunk page.
Okay. And then what do they get?
The best one that dropped it like it's hot, she gets $1,000. Not tomorrow, tonight. So if they want to get that money, you know what I'm saying, they need to go somewhere, they stressed out, just lost their job, you know what I'm saying, the guy just, the boyfriend just lost his check, or he ain't getting paid until next week, the light's about to get turned on. Hey, they say, what they say, break your neck for the check.
Break your neck for the check.
Tonight.
On some real stuff, like you giving people away $1,000, that's a great opportunity. And ladies, you don't have to leave your home. Yeah, you got to tweet it so I can retweet it.
Well, you know, it's been tweeted all day.
All right, well, I'm going to go get on Twitter and find out what's good with it. I got other callers I'm trying to open up. And then if you're on a call, I will open up your call. You have to press the number 1. So that I can know that you're ready to be picked up or whatever, and you're ready to join the show and show off. Shout out to my boy Key West joining in on the show. He was definitely there at the end of my show on Tuesday. We're showing love to everybody. Had DJ Truth on here with his little political show. What's good? Welcome back to the show.
What's up, Honest? How you feeling tonight, baby girl?
I'm feeling really good. Just ready to show off as usual.
Honest, I got one more thing, Honest.
Oh, what's your one more thing?
I'm gonna be quiet. Vote for me as the go-getter of Guy of the Year at HotBlockMagazine.com, and you vote for Esquire DJ Radio, and you vote for Coco Brown, and you vote for Controversy, and you vote for Miss Angie.
All right, that's
it's gone down.
So love. I got to get myself on here. I want to be voted for. Why ain't nobody voting for me, Demel? What's that about?
Because you got to patronize the magazine, like have an event and show up. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Okay, I got them. Shout out to Miss Angie. She showed me so much love. Shorty, definitely a queen.
All right. And if you want to be on the cover of a magazine, speaking of Ms. Angie, it only is $175. And the advertising, Get a Story in Princess Diary magazine, is $25.
Damn. Show off. I like that. I'm definitely included.
I'm quiet.
I'm going to include that in everything. You dropping some gems on us, Demel. I love it. You got to drop some gems on us. You got to work. But we have another caller listening in, calling from out the 215 area code, 215-880. Welcome to Philly Sean. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, what up? It's T-Rock, man.
What'd you say?
It's T-Rock.
T-Rock, welcome to the show. You got something you want to show off with us, or you just want to listen in?
I was just keeping it. You know what I'm saying? This is my first time calling. I seen you around a couple times too. You at the Tuesday joint with Larry, whatever.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. Welcome to the show. I'm getting ready to show off my peoples. I got some new music from a lot of people, and Dragon's going to be on. And make sure you join me April 4th at Mill Creek Tavern. Give me 1 second while I bring in my guest, y'all. I'll be right back. People's Aaron Dessau, my co-star. Shout out to SP Entertainment Music Group. Shout out to everybody listening on the line. And I would like to welcome my guest for the night to the show, Drag On. How you doing? Welcome to Philly Shine.
Yo, 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 what the deal, Philly Shine? Philly Shine was good.
Now, I'm your host, Honest Fire. I'm a part of X Squad DJs, a national coalition of DJs. I got my CEO on the line. We just want to show you off to everybody who we know. We're going to shout it out all over our websites and everything and just get to know what you're doing right now.
Yeah, no, I'm getting on, like, right now, I just finished up the album, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's being distributed by Universal, you know what I'm saying? You know, and also, too, I'm actually a free agent. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is my last album on the Rough Riders. Like, you know what I'm saying, so I'm officially a free agent right now, and, you know what I'm saying, you know, I'm just making this a real big thing, like, you know what I'm saying, because I got my own record label right now, too. It's called Hood Environment, so I'm big, you know, that's where I actually put out this mixtape to really give the Rough Riders a whole new look, and at the same time, I'm just building my joint, you know what I'm saying, so I'm, you know, Rough Riders gonna always still be family, but I'm, you know, I'm definitely a free agent right now, so, you know, I'm just preparing myself for the future.
You know what, that's really good. What made you want to take that step to be, to have your own independence, or do you think that's a natural step in this music industry, like you want to have your own thing?
No, I actually did it because I watched so many mistakes being made that I know I would have never did. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, I watched a lot of CEOs make a lot of, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, just careless mistakes. Like, you feel what I'm trying to say, to really damage their whole rep. And, you know what I'm saying, you know, just with a lot of different CEOs, some different record labels that I just watched mistakes being made that I know because I'm so hands-on, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, like, with my fans and stuff like that. Like, when I was really out there, like, I was really pretty much hands-on. I was really, like, out there in the street. I wasn't, like, a, you know what I'm saying, you know, like, a lot of rappers, they be, you know what I'm saying, you know, I'm out there in the hood, I'm out. No, I'm really out there in the hood. Like, you can really ask around. Like, I'm really on them back blocks. Like, I'm really, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really hands-on. Like, my fans could actually really touch me. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, it was just a lot, and I'm saying, like, a lot of careless mistakes, and they pretty much opened up the lane for me to do that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Sometimes I say that because I witness things just like being a fan of the artist falling short, but sometimes artists don't get advisors, you know what I mean? So, when you do get people to, like, let you know, hey, don't do that, or let's do this, you know what I mean? Sometimes that is a lookout, but you have to learn from it. I think the best way to learn is from experience, though. If you're still around, then you got to pass it on to others. Did you give any advice to any artists, like some of the things you know? Because, I mean, of course, yeah, everybody wants to know what's going on with you and Rough Riders. Like, we've been waiting for you for years. I'm going to speak for myself, but you are, like, a phenomenal artist and lyricist. And you also acting and stuff.
I appreciate it too, man. Well, I definitely appreciate it too, man, for real.
You got some advice you want to give him? But I'm going to say hi to a couple people that I have on the line, and then we're going to go into the first track. I want to play All Man with Chu, Swiss Beats, and the Dude. I like that track.
Yeah, Dude. Word up.
You have some advice you want to give you want to give out to people? I have a few artists listening in on the line right now.
Okay. I mean, this is what it is, you know what I'm saying, you know, please understand that this game, right, is about 15%, you know what I'm saying, you know, performances and shows and actually get to do what you actually love to do. It's only maybe like 20% of that. I'll give it 20. Like, you know what I'm saying, if you do well, you know what I'm saying, it'll be 20. If you do bad, then it'll probably just be 15 or 10% of that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you do well, you know what I'm saying, you have 20% of, you know what I'm saying, you know, of things that you like to do, far as rapping, going in the studio, and really performing, and, you know what I'm saying, you know, doing DVDs and all that type of stuff, and mixtapes and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? But the 80%, right, is the part that can actually end your whole other 20%. And you got to know that, like, you got to know the 80% is business. Like, you know what I'm saying, you know, like, nobody is pretty much your friend, like, straight it down like me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you're looking at a rapper that's pretty much straight from the grave right now, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was alive, and then I died, and now I'm back, and I'm back strong because, you know what I'm saying, you know, I had to realize where I was at, and I realized where I was at was in a hole because when I came into the game, you know what I'm saying, I was 17. All I wanted to do was eat rappers, you know what I'm saying? And don't get it twisted. I still want to eat rappers, though, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, you know what I'm saying, you know, you know what I'm saying? I only want to eat rappers 20% of my time, not 80%, you know what I'm saying? Because 80% of my time got to be behind the scenes to make sure my 20% is right.
I know that's right.
Straight up, you know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is. Like, you got to definitely make sure your team is in play. Like, your team is very, very, very much important, you know what I'm saying? You know, who you got around you. You got to make sure they are strictly for you. If they not for you, get rid of them. I don't care if it's your best friend. You know what I'm saying? For they got other hidden agendas that you can actually see them, and it's not about you. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's not what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Get rid of them.
As far as moving future. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Get rid of them. That's real shit if I ever heard it. But I would like to introduce you to the CEO of X Squad DJs, the Millions. Meet Dragon. You've been listening to them. You want to greet him a little bit before I go on to another caller, honey? Jamel? Oh, we just lost Jamel. Well, it's cool.
We just lost him.
It's okay.
As long as y'all get to hear my voice, you know, I really appreciate all the support y'all showing me. You know what You know what I'm saying? For real, like, just, and that's just from me to you, man, for real.
Definitely. And then I would like to also introduce you to an artist from out of Philly, Key West, CEO of Idis Storm Entertainment.
Yo, what's good?
West, what's
up, homie,
yo.
I wanted
what's
to say
good,
one
man,
thing
feeling?
Before I'm,
wait, hold on,
I'm out. Oh, sorry.
No, hold on, Demel. I'm Key West for saying something. But, no, we got Demel. Demel is on the line. Sometimes Blog Talk messed up, and I have everybody calling my cell. You know, we could connect like seven people on this joint.
Oh, okay.
But, Demel, did you want to say something to Drag on?
And, you know, in this business, you know what I'm saying, you are so passionate about who you're around, but you don't, until you take your time with yourself and start praying, you know, everything that reveals that's around you that's not in your best half will come out. But sometimes
exactly.
When you don't have that patience and you so much in a rush and things is getting done, but actually, you know, you're moving so fast and you forgot the pieces that got you there. So then when something happened, then you got to regroup and look at yourself like, man, I already knew this was going on, but I didn't take the patience and strategize the right way. So I understand what you're talking about.
Yep, and
you know
what? 100% right. You know what I'm saying? For real, like that's the reason why I touched on that subject. You know, when I came into the game, that was the page I was on. All I wanted to do was rap. You know, I knew I had a bullshit manager and no letter on the side.
So you feel like you went into everything that you went into with your eyes wide open, but you kind of ignored it?
Yeah. My eyes was wide open. I was realizing what was going on, but I wasn't really, taking the heat to it. Because all I wanted to do, I'm not going to front, I actually started off battling and all that. So all I wanted to do was just battle and really prove that, I'm the fireman. Like, you feel what I'm saying? That's all I really wanted to do coming into the game. So what he said was definitely right, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what it is, but if you don't take time out to really, the first step you definitely got to do is definitely check yourself, you know what I'm saying? So that's why, that's another thing what I really had to do, too, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely agree with what he's saying, you know what I'm saying?
I know that's right. What you said definitely remind me of somebody. I don't know if you know him, but he's a rapper from out of Philly, Shelliano. He started off just wanting to rap and eat rappers on 106 and Park, just running with all the people doing battles. But right now, he definitely started his own business, the Corporation Records.
Yeah.
Doing your own thing. But that's what's up. I mean, and I feel like that's real cool. I can relate to you. But I'm a big fan, too. And I'm definitely a huge fan of this track. I listened to it first. You want to explain it to me a little bit?
Yeah, like the All Man joint, you know what I'm saying? You know, like my big homie, Neo the Matrix, you know what I'm saying? You know, one of Philly producers. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, he's the one I did that track, for me. And all that, he did that track for me, but he actually did that track with him and Swiss, and then he listen to this joint right here that you could probably go in, for real, you could actually represent your whole movement, with your artist too. Like the dude, he signed to Hood Environment, he signed to my record label,
Okay.
So you know what I'm saying?
So you came to
Philly
to get some production, that's what's up.
Yeah, we was actually able to knock out, shoot a couple birds with one stone. Like you sound trying to say, we knocked that out. Overall, it's a good look for the Rough Riders, it's a good look for Hood Environment, it's a good look for Full Surface, Neo the Matrix, as well as my artist that's on the come up. He's co-starring the joint. So
the dude is your artist?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
He's on the HE Hood Environment,
All right, let's listen to this track that's going crazy. All Man Live with Philly Shine. Check it out. We show up over here.
Yeah. cool. 5 million, right? 10 mil, then you're ballin'. 11, step it up. 100 million, slow, y'all niggas catch it up. I'm on a yacht, just cruisin'. Yep, no shoes on. Nope, just Louis on. Getting my cruise on. My bitch, watch me up. Y'all niggas washed up. I'm in the bath full of money. Come on, step it up. Or you can call me Mr. Warhol. Oh, Mr. Basquiat. Oh, Mr. Super Yacht. With the chopper on top. When you getting money, you start losing your hearing. But it don't really matter, cause them fuckers keep staring, man. Looking at the Cartier. Looking at them VVS. Looking at the drop top. Nigga, we the fucking best. As the rest. Y'all niggas step it up. Get your money right. Motherfuckers catch it up.
Oh, man. You better catch up, man. I'm getting money.
Chop the head off the coupe, left the tonsils out. Threw the shoes on it so it's not barefoot. That new exhaust on it sound like a werewolf. Goons on the outside, foam on the inside. Suicide doors up, then I put it in drive. I'm gone now, that boot got it. Got niggas like, fuck is that blue by me? Dimes on the right side, ducks on the left side. Chauffeurs in the parking lot, tell that nigga let's ride. Shorty here, she act like I'm leaving out the backside. We did it on U-string, you can see drag lines. Banging from the outside, going in the inside. Damn, shorty ass fat, you gotta see it bend right. Too many haters in the street, I don't understand. Niggas trying to stop my paper, damn.
Oh, man.
Finally let the thread out. I'm sitting at my new bitch, I'm about to pull a breath out. I roll around with 2 6 cause I ain't trying to check out. I'm feeling like Khaled, right now, we the best out. I'm feeling like a pilot, yeah, I took the jet route. I style without a stylist, I show you with my fresh bout. How you want it, Louis or Gucci, I make movies. And throw away money like it did something to me. I throw away bullets, you can't do nothing to me. I'm good in the hood, you only good in your hoodie. I pull up in that lamb, they looking like hot hoodie. I'm looking at myself in the mirror like, why wouldn't you? You know it's H-E, my vision is H-D. The dude from the Bronx, it ain't hard to mistake me. Haters hate me, but nigga, this God plan. And now all these bitches catching vapors, damn.
Oh, man, I'm getting money.
I really like that track, and I had to play that first, because, like, everything you said, I feel like that track embodied, like, you gotta right. Definitely get up on it or whatever.
Key West,
I mean, I wanted you to say something. What do you think about that track?
Oh, yeah, I definitely was on that. That was definitely hot. Like, one thing I always liked about Dragon was his voice, you know, it's like, His voice is crazy on track. I always digging that. That track hot right there.
I appreciate that, dog, for real, man. You know what I'm saying? World up.
Okay.
World up. So, you know, I'm definitely just giving them a new sound. You know what I'm saying? You know, this a new flow. This a, like, you know what I'm saying? But, I'm, you know, at the same time, still giving them the same drag, but just a reinvented drag. You know what I'm saying? I'm really speaking from a hood environment point of view. Just giving everybody a new look, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's a good look for the R at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all gravy, man.
Yeah, definitely, it's all crazy. Like, I would like to just definitely big up your music that you put out. One of my favorite joints was that. Yeah, do y'all niggas bust your guns? But now I got a new favorite, that track, He's Alive. I really like that joint.
I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Well, me and my engineer, we worked on that joint together. You know what I'm saying? You know, we just came up with the whole concept. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, Okay, that's what's up. We have a new caller who just pressed the number one in the queue. Shout out to 215-254. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lisa Live Dream. I'm calling from Frankfurt.
Lisa?
Nationwide Dream.
Oh, hey, baby. How you doing? Welcome, welcome to the show.
Hi,
thank you for hey, baby girl. I would like to introduce you to my guest for tonight, Dragon. You've been listening in. What do you think so far?
It's great. I'm Mr. Dragon. I can't wait to meet you.
All right, no doubt. I definitely appreciate your call, too.
You know, I'm only 25, but you hot, you know. I was wondering what happened, but that's either nowhere here or there. But I was just rapping to your song, too, like, so.
Oh, man, I don't know. Maybe she got a bad connection. The call went out, but shout out to Nationwide Dream. She's definitely a sweetheart. She'll call back in, I'm sure she will. And we got everybody excited. The phone lines is lighting up. We got a new area code. I want to open up before I get into this next track and talk some more with Dragon on Philly Shine. From the 334 area code, welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
On fire, what it do? Young Flash.
What's good, Young Flash? How you doing?
You know, me chilling, grinding, hustling, all
okay.
The above.
That's what's up. This is an artist that I show off on my show. A whole lot from the South, definitely doing this thing. You got a track called Favorite Position. We'll probably play that a little later, too. But drag on. Like I said, this is my new favorite. He's Alive. What's the premise on this joint? Like, you went in all the way.
Yeah, like this joint right here, like, this is definitely, you know, that was actually one of my tracks, too, where I was really giving him, like my new sound, like, you know what I'm saying, like my new melody. Like how I'm really coming now, and all that. And then that whole joint was just to actually give off the feeling of a person just being birthed again. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
I actually was just really trying to give off that feel. Like, you know what I'm saying?
This computer screen is so sensitive. You look, put the mouse over it a little bit, it starts it up. But I'm sorry, what were you saying at the end?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like that dream right there, I really just wanted to give a feel that, you know what I'm saying, you know, of like drag, of drags being birthed again, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, just give off that whole feel right there, you know what I'm saying, that's kind of like my new sound, you know what I'm saying, you know, like what I'm going to be giving them. You know, like, just a lot of that, like, you know what I'm saying? So
he's
going to
be giving us a lot of this, y'all. Check it out. He's Alive off the crazies.
All right, guys, got all the
shout out to the whole union. Superstar J. Snatch One, DJ Will.
Put his arms on. Got it.
Johnny Handsome. Spider.
Connect the leg. Hold on. Connect the leg to the torso.
Mike Deasy, I see you.
Everything's up. All right. Oh, man. Put the heart in. Hold on. Put the heart in.
DJ Omaniah.
Got all this together, man. Send him a car, man.
Oh, man. Let's go.
Fuck out of my lane. I went from drag to Dracula, I show you my fame. And I shuffle it up on my Latina mind brain. I'm what the fuck every blood clot rapper want sing. It was a million rappers, now it's a thousand T-Pains. And I'ma put them all under a thousand degree flame. Got a sixth sense, oh, I must be going out my mind. Cause I see dead rappers all around me all the fucking time. I'm a call Bruce Willis, give them two bullets. Give them to the first 48, they figure who pull it. Who did it? I did it, I'm so fucking high with it. I can stuff the sun in your pocket and watch you fry with it, yeah. Psychiatrist said I am insane, bitch. Thought I was a crip, I had no blood in my veins, bitch. I'ma separate these niggas from the truth. And I ain't never bought a coupe if I can't separate the roof. Like, poof, top, drop. Now walk up on this with that 50 shots. Now drop rain blood when I squeeze them damn things all over your damn brain. Make the paramedics bring a mop. Who's competition? I show you that same motherfucker. Listen, make these bitches stop and listen. How these slick niggas be hissing? See, they usually in the grass. Yo, that's usually where I'm pissing. And I kidnap a kid just to show you I'm not kidding. Couple years that I've been missing. And I came back with ambition. And I'm still up in that kitchen. Really cooking, really clicking. And I'm really, really hip-hop. Cause I'm really, really spitting. And
I got the 4-5 with that beam, so I'm not missing. When I'm squeezing, I am hitting, I am eating, I am shitting. H double O D environment is written.
So,
yeah.
The crazy. Let's go.
The crazies. That's how. Who's that hosting the mixtape? I didn't get a chance to check that out.
Yeah, DJ Self. Crazy shout out to DJ Self.
DJ
he definitely, now I'm saying, you know, from off 105.1, he definitely, you know, I'm saying, you know, embraced the kids. So definitely crazy shout out to DJ Self and the whole union, man. You know what I'm saying? World, he definitely came through and showed your boy a lot of love, man.
Okay, I got to show you a lot of love, too. I have a monthly showcase music event that I do in Philly every first Sunday. It goes crazy. It goes down all crazy. It's called Diamond Spotlight. Every first Sunday, I got your information. I definitely would love to hit you up and have you come through. Our next one is April 4th, VIP party, two floors. You definitely
put yeah, like, I definitely got to swing through that joint, you know what I'm saying? Word, you know what I'm saying? You know, for real.
No, that's what's up. Flash, I got, not Flash, Key West, what do you think about that track? That's my new favorite. I just like how he just went in, like.
Yeah, he went in on that joint, definitely went in, you know what I mean? Like, I definitely been looking forward to hearing some stuff from Drag On, because, you know what I mean? Like, I was always filming back in the day with the Rough Riders. Like, I remember that Rough Riders anthem was, like, one of them joints I used to love. I loved his verse, so, you know, I was looking forward to hearing some stuff from him, definitely.
I appreciate that, dog. You know what I'm saying? World up.
That's what's up. Yeah, definitely a pivotal artist, I would say. Like, you definitely came out of nowhere, and you was missed. Like, it was on some old crazy stuff. I ain't gonna lie, when y'all did that video for Bust Your Guns, and the last verse was different, I was, like, real irked, and I wasn't the only one. Like, what the fuck? What was that about? But,
yeah.
To keep the show moving, like Drag On said earlier in the show, he's doing a lot of independent things right now. He's getting ready to push out his own label, pushing out his own mixtape, new situation with Universal, still got love for Rough Riders. I might have to encore that track All Man a little bit because people calling in now, they didn't get to hear it. And I got to drop the exclusives to everybody.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's
talk
up. Blast that joint again. Oh, man, Swiss Beats. The
one who can't
buy it, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I have another one of my friends. Like, I'm super network. Like, you'll get to know. You know what I'm saying? You stick around, Drag On. I network with everybody. But my peoples who actually co-host the show with me sometimes, Tommy Brown just stepped up in the building. Tommy Brown, let me introduce you to my guest, Drag On.
What's up, Dragon?
What's up? What's
good,
Big Baby? How you, dog?
Chilling? Hey, I'm
good, man. Hell yeah. Now, that's what's up. Now, so, you know, I'm just back on my Grizzly, you know what I'm saying? You know, back in the limelight, actually. Just bringing back this new drag and with this hood environment movement and just get this joint cracking, man. You know what I'm saying? Where I just dropped the mixtape. You know what I'm saying? You know, the name of my album is called My Life, My Legacy, My Melody. The album called Crazy. So, I mean, we just going in, man.
That's what's up. Yeah, we got to definitely show you all to my people in Philly. Tommy Brown is the host of Headbanger Videos, a video show. Sean, we got to get it back on the air, like that digital stuff. Like, what's good with Headbanger Video, Tommy Brown? You want to give us an update? We missed you on Philly Shine.
I'm gonna give you the update. To those who don't know, Headbanger Entertainment, Headbanger Videos started in Connecticut, which is on television, parts of New York. We actually have a partner right now, just picked up Indiana, South Carolina, and to let everybody know, yes, Headbanger Video is going on a major television station. We're just working out some things right now on the legal side. So definitely look out.
I'm definitely give y'all an update. And I'm going to be on TV.
Definitely
too.
Coming.
And another thing
I'm going to put out there.
What?
We have an artist out in Connecticut. We have an artist now out of Philly as of today.
Okay.
As far as I'm going to go with it, because, you know, we're going to blast the airwaves in a minute. They're known.
Ain't nobody in my tiny chat room. I'm sitting here looking at my face. I want to be on TV, too. Like, join me on tiny chat.
Oh, you know what? The website right now is up. So we actually put the show on our TV show.
Shout out your website so we can check that out.
It's www.headbangervideo.com. HeadBangerVideo.com. Actually, our shows that we have are up on the website, so you can go check them out.
Well, all right. That's we go. No, go ahead,
Dre. I'm gonna go check that out too, Doug. Word.
I could text you the information too, and I would love to get some contact information. I'm open one more caller, then I gotta go back to this song, Oh Man, because I feel like this track is just talking about everything that he's representing right now in Philly Shine, being an independent artist, doing your own thing, and being about your money. He said it's 20% showing off image, doing shows, making music, but 80% business. Like, so true. We got a caller from the 252 area code. 252. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from? Hello?
What it do?
Hello?
What it do? Who's this?
This is DJ Mike L.
DJ Mike L, welcome to the show. Let everybody know where you representing.
Oh, I'm repping Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
What's
good? Right.
I just had to get on the show.
Okay, well, I'm getting ready to.
I'm a big fan.
Oh, yeah. You could be a fan. I want more fans. Wait till I get in shape, and then I get strictlygraphics.com to nip tuck me in the graphics or whatever. I'm going to have way more fans.
Yeah, that's what
I'm going to have way more fans. But we're about to put this track on again because, like I said, the phone lines is crazy. I got DJ Mike L in the building, Headbanger Video in the building. I got to introduce this track. It's Drag On featuring the dude Annex Man, Swiss Beats. Y'all know he's going hard as a rapper. I like that. Tell him I said I really like Swiss Beats as a rapper, too. But, oh, man. Check it out, y'all.
Yeah.
Niggas.
finally let the threat out. I'm sitting in my new bitch, I'm about to pull a breath out. I roll around with 2 6 cause I ain't trying to check out. I'm feeling like Khaled, right now, we the best out. I'm feeling like a pilot, yeah, I took the jet route. I style without a stylist, I'll show you with my fresh bout. How you want it, Louis or Gucci, I make movies. And throw away money like it did something to me. I throw away bullets, you can't do nothing to me. I'm good in the hood, you only good in your hoodie. I pull up in that lamb, they looking like how could he? I'm looking at myself in the mirror like why wouldn't you? You know it's HE, my vision is HD. The dude from the Bronx, it ain't hard to mistake me. Haters hate me, but nigga, this God plan. And now all these bitches catching vapors. Damn.
Oh, man. I'm getting money.
You said that's a Philly produced track, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Neo the Matrix. Word up.
Shout out to Neo the Matrix. I think I know. I think I've heard of him. I think he was in a producer showcase a couple years ago.
He bangs out for Philly. Like, he rep Philly, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he really rep Philly real hard. You know what I'm saying? You know, he the one I did JDK's first single. He did, he the one that really did, like, the real big look for Santana that really got him back. You know what I'm saying? He do a lot of big things, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight out of Philly, like, he hard body with it. So, you know.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, definitely. That's real good. But do you have, I love that track. Do you have any upcoming events? Because, like, well, I could invite you to stuff all day. We got Club Worship in the Showboat Casino tomorrow night in AC. You could definitely get on my list. Bring who you want. It's crazy, but everybody else get on the first class entertainment list, $15, party until 4 a.m. with the Eagles. Do you have any upcoming events?
Nah, not something. You know, like, I ain't gonna front, like, when I came back, like, I'm really coming back far as with everything. So, you know something, you know, I locked down a movie agent finally, you know what I'm saying, because I never really had a movie agent, you know what I'm saying, so, I mean, you know, I might be shooting a movie real soon, too, not how many, you know what I'm saying, you know, I'm just really just making sure I come back real full force and just cover all my corners where I left, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, that's about, like, the next biggest event that I'm doing right now. As far as shows, I'm just still trying to get my song popping and really get everything off the ground so I can really, you know what I'm saying, you know, take off and really hit the road, like, you know what I'm saying, so...
That's what's up. Well, yeah, we want to see how we can get you to take off. Because, yeah, we try to do the same damn thing. You got to do it. And then with your business, you know what I mean? Get your business right. There's nothing wrong with writing down what you're going to do, getting an agreement, actually, you know what I mean, actually saying no until you get something that's going to really benefit you. Don't get used.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, exactly.
All right, well, we have some more people who calling in. Somebody I missed on the show for a long time at the 414 area code. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from? Making all new.
This is Big Mike representing Milwaukee, Atlanta, New York. Red Dog Music all the way, showing love out to the X-Squad DJs and the one and only grown and sexy, Honest Fire.
No, you know it. You know I get it in. Thank you so much for calling in. Like I said, I had to be. I do give the little spiel. Where you? What's your name? Where you calling from? Because it's to be official. But I definitely know who you are. Big ups to you, Big Mike. And you got a chance to hear that track by Dragon. But you feeling it?
Yeah, I think it's good. I like the beat and the lyrics. Pretty good. If you got the right team behind
that,
him,
man,
you
for real. You know what I'm saying? Well, I appreciate that, dog.
Yeah, if you got the right team behind you, you should do some real big damage with that song.
I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Word up.
But you know what? And I would like to attribute some of my business knowledge to you, Big Mike, because earlier in the show, Dragon was saying how now he has his own situation where he's pushing out his album to Universal
he still has ties to Death Rough Riders or whatever doing his business, but he wasn't always business minded. Big Mike, like I said, like you looked out for me. Is this something like you would like to just like say for everybody listening, because it is a business. Like a lot of people, they lose sight of it. Like even I don't even want to talk about some of the people who, you know what I mean, who've gotten done dirty in this business. But can you give out like some good advice for artists?
Yeah. You just got to be careful out there in the game, because there's shady people everywhere. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga comes to your table and the first thing he talk about is how much you going to pay him for doing whatever, then that's something you need to think about, because a lot of these artists out here jump on these managers and they pay the manager before the work is done. That's not called for. If you believe in your artist, then you will sell your artist, and then you will make your money.
Mm.
I mean, I hear so many. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead, my nigga. But you know, I just had to definitely agree with you with what you just said just now, dog. World up, man.
Yeah, cause I hear. I mean, I've been in the game for a while. I see so many artists going out there, and then they wonder why they're not making no money, but their manager's steady making paper. You know, if you do your homework, because a lot of shit you can do, your manager does, you can do on your own. It's just having a manager is a lot easier for you, because all you should be able to do is just know what time you're leaving, how much you're making, and how long you're performing for. That's all you need to know. That paper should already be in your hand, so you know what's going on, not no question about what's what. Hey, this is how much I charge. You can look at the contract. You can look at anything with your name on it. It's going to tell you the same thing. You can ask the promoter. Be real about the game. Right now, the game is so fucked up from so many crooked promoters, all the managers, all the real managers out there feeling a lot of heat from it.
You know what? Yeah, definitely. That's right. And I thank you for saying it. Like, I always shout out all your artists. We play some of the Mysterious music on the show. Some of Kibo Cyrus's music. We were just talking about him on Tuesday. But do you want to tell us about something that you're doing right now, Big Mike, before I check it on the next call and then go on to this next track?
Yeah, we doing a big thing with Haiti out there in Atlanta. We're doing a big concert. We have some big names coming in. Bone Crusher may be coming to the table. Bone Thugs and Harmony. 3-6 Mafia. Crunchy Black. We got the country singer Kibo Cyrus to add that little vanilla flavor into our black chocolate. Mysterious is doing it. And I also represent this young cat that's signed to So Icy called Little Meta.
Mm-hmm.
So we just doing our thing, you know. We get in where we fit in. We love doing the Chitlin' Circus because that's where the money's being made at. You know what I mean?
I know that's right. Put us on. Shout out to the baby girl in the background, but.
Yep. That's my baby girl back there. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the main reasons why I named my album My Life, My Legacy, My Melody. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, my real name is Mel, and, like, I deal with music all day, so, you know, I named my daughter Melody. Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
aww.
I'm definitely giving them a new sound, but, I mean, you know, I definitely dedicate this album to my daughter. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's the one that gave me the real ambition to come back and really do this thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, on a hood of vinyl perspective. So, you know, it's all gravy.
That's what's up. Yeah, shout out to children. Like, yeah, I see my son as my future, and, like, you know what I mean? Definitely I got to do this. Everything I do is for him. But we have a new caller from the 267-242 and then also Tommy Brown. You check back in. But 267-242, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Last digit of 5? Okay, you just want to listen? No problem. But if you want to talk, everybody who's in the queue, like, I see your calls. But if you press the number 1, that'll mean your hand's raised and you have something that you want to say live on the show. I'm sitting here showing off Drag On. My people's Big Mike just chimed in on the business aspect. You got to show off. You got to have all your things lined up. You know what I mean? If you want to make money, you want to. I think we all do. Like, a lot. It is. And it's crazy that. I mean, I'm sure you could probably relate, and a lot of people could relate. Like, just having that passion to want to be an artist can definitely be taken advantage of. And you're like, oh, I just really want to do this. But you do have to think a little bit more. But Drag, like, the show is until 1 a.m. You rock with us for as long as you want.
got some more music that I'm going to play to my Philly people just to introduce you to it. I don't know, maybe we can get a collab done somewhere along the lines. Just
yeah, you know, so, I mean, you know, like I definitely want to put out there, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, this rap thing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is definitely what I do. You know what I'm saying? You know, anybody needs some solid artist work, you know what I'm saying? You know, we definitely take care of the business. You know what I'm saying? You know, we get it popping, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, I'm definitely ready to jump on everybody, everything. You know what I'm saying? Word up. Like, I'm trying to get on everything right now. So, like, I'm definitely over for that, too. Like, you know what I mean? Also, too, I definitely want to put my page out there, too. I Twitter crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a real nigga, so, you know, like, I definitely holler at everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, whoever leave me a comment and ask me something on Twitter, I hollers back at everybody.
Yeah,
I was shouting out your Twitter all day.
Follow me
on Twitter at official. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm at twitter.com at official dragon. So holla at your boy, official dragon. That shit me. You know what I'm saying? So holla at your boy, man.
Yeah, definitely. I've been tweeting you all day. If you check out your Twitter, you'll see me and Kel. Shout out to my girl Kel, Kelly London, for hooking up the interview. And also my people from BuzzThis.net was put me on to you, Dragon, and what you were doing.
Shout out to BuzzThis.net.
But yeah, you got some support, and we'll get you busy. Like, you do a collabo? What?
I'm going to stop it in my phone. You know, it's light paper, though, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know what I mean? You know, like, you're going to get some fire, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, definitely holler at your boy, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
My name,
definitely on
deck
with it, man.
My name's on fire. We going to do that. Definitely. It's no problem. But I'm going to play Epilepsy. I like this track, too. This joint go crazy. What's up with that? Is that how it's pronounced? Epilepsy, right?
Yeah, no doubt, Epilepsy. I named it that because it's sick. You know what I mean? You know. You know what I mean? That shit is straight 50 bars.
Here it is again. I got it. Yeah, this is crazy. Epilepsy. I was listening to it, rocking with it. Y'all check it out on Philly Shine. Then, for everybody who's listening in, I'm also releasing a mixtape, so I'm going in on some of these industry beats, too. I had to do something to that. Oh, let's do it, or, you know what I mean? Showing off a little bit. And I'm definitely getting ready to hit up the club. Shout out to my girls, Ancore Entertainment. My baby girl is coming to get me after we done. This is Epilepsy because it's sick.
Yeah.
I see you, Tanisha.
It's your boy, Drag to the Dog. You're just gonna be trying to run around him.
The crazy!
My flow shake, I'm like an epileptic bitch, it's like a Smith and Wesson. Murder niggas underneath a minute, give me 50 seconds. Open up my Lamborghini, dog, and fly up to my planet. Man, my gun, Jermaine and Janet. Mariah and the cannon, squeeze a cannon at your man and snapping shots just like a camera. Silence us and make it whisper like, yeah, David Banner. Disappear just like a phantom, and my phantom switch my rims like on the random. Treat these rappers like the sun and burning tandem. When niggas see drag, they act like they seen a ghost. And by golly, this the realest shit I ever wrote. The realest shit I ever spoke. Send his singers to his ropes. Turn his niggas to a smoke. I am not a fucking joke. My H.E. city is moving. I am not really a human. Dragon is really a mutant. I just refuse to be losing. First I confuse him, defuse him. Electricity shock him, revive him. I am a problem. I am the X on Malcolm. When I speak, I'm moving mountains. That's the reason why I'm counting. And I bought that new McLaren, so I email my accountant. And I put that poker. You have you leaking like a fountain. And I back up on my horses. Switch what's got me on my bouncing. Click, click, shells up in your housing. Click, click, leave them where we found them. Cook, cook, coke up out the couches. You could turn them rats to mouses. Sit to toast up in my trousers. You could grab a couple thousand. Sit to tie them to his sausage. Smoke a couple ounces. Cause I'm ready to bullshit. I'm back on my bullshit. I believe a rapper in the woods next to some bullshit. Inserted a full clip. Not rich, but I'm hood rich. That's how I pump your stomach with them pellets till you full, bitch. Street fighter, I will kid, but I am not a fucking game. These niggas keep thinking I'm playing till I come back fucking thing. They think they can stop, but these niggas can't stop a fucking thing. And don't worry about your goddamn wife, it's just a fucking thing. And I get money, stack it to my ceiling fan.
And I walk in places only killers can. I don't need gel, nigga, I'm already bitten. And I don't need a laxative, cause I'm already switch my flow and get my dough and needle and thread. I am so and if you own 4-4 blowing shells, lift your car like it's towing. People talking while I'm walking, and I keep these chickens talking. Haters hating, they are homos, homo loma, Macaulay calking. They are done, I sick of fucking body chalking, chronic choking. Drag on into fucking 730 train without a token. What you know about the shoddy? What a motherfucker black AK smoking. I'm a beast on the east, but if I was on the west coast, I'd be loking. I put up in the crib and tie you and your wife and kids. Now I'm from another earth, cops gotta take a spaceship to where I live. When I bang for the goddamn hood environment, niggas know what it is. Goddamn, and I bang for the hood, so ain't nothing all good. Back on my New York shit, I chop off whatever my hawk hit. In the rapper face, I hawk spit, bitch. Yeah. HD hood environment, nigga.
DJ Self, the Prince of New York. Drag on, the crazy.
Hawk spit. You can't be spitting on niggas no more.
Word up. All these reality shows, man, spitting on somebody. Damn, they're like hitting somebody now.
It is. Like, damn. Shout out to my girl Piggy. Rest in peace. I think she died for the same thing. Poor baby. Niggas is crazy out here. It's crazy. But, Tommy Brown, what you think of the music I got playing?
Yo, that's definitely fire.
That's definitely fire. I appreciate that, dog, man. Word.
Yeah, you come down, mate. Come get at us, man. Honest, Tommy Brown.
We're gonna see what's good with Drago. He said he willing to work, he wanna do some collabos. And then I would like to also make the announcement. Everybody who's calling on the host queue, if you wanna speak or whatever, press the number one and I'll open up your line. Definitely show off. Shout out to Melanie in the background. But Key West, what do you think about he said? He's open for collabos. You getting them beats ready? Key West also is a producer.
Oh yeah, I just hit you up on Twitter, dog. Let's put it like that.
All right, that's what's up. I'm about to get on Twitter right now. Only reason why I'm on there right now is because you know, I do everything from my iPhone. Like I'm on my iPhone right now hollering at y'all, so you know. I'm definitely getting on Twitter, holler at everybody, man. Straight up.
Yo, Trav, what's up?
Tommy Brown, what's good, brother?
What is it?
Huh?
No,
what's up to
you, Tommy Brown?
What's up, baby? What's going on? I said what's up. Like, I don't think you heard me.
Oh, no, I
didn't
hear you, my man. What's good with you, though?
He definitely cool. It's all love. I got you on the line, Tommy. I don't know. I am a hype person. You know what I'm saying? But I do like to do laid back stuff. If you know me a little bit more, you know I get a little laid back. So I did this little laid back track, talking a little swaggy a little bit. Check it out for me, Tyrell. Tell me what you think. I had to, you know what I mean?
Let me hear that. Play that.
Yeah, play. All right. I did my joint for Yeah. Oh, Let's Do It. Talking my shit. Well, where the hell is it? You know what? The switchboard be tripping sometimes on Blog Talk.
I feel your pain about that switchboard, honest.
Yo, you be like, wait a minute. Where's the song? It's supposed to be. Oh, here it is. I got it. Check it out, y'all. Shout out to everybody. I hate smut.
What they do in the building. You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. She ain't gonna get in my way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm reppin' X-Squad, Thundercats, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the cheating nigga up. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock, what's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season check. But teeny time, cold rain. I went to Blue Hay Spring Flame. Party is spinning with these AC winning. And it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm ballin' on the field and he catching what I'm pitching. Yep.
This is what we doin', making music, yeah. This is what we doin', making music, good music, yeah.
back in the day. She ain't seen in weeks. Big money is all I'm trying to keep. Popping house on my own island, don't bring fans to a beach. I know I seem untamable, but this is how I eat. I get paid to put on shows, you don't get paid to be a freak.
Shout out to my boy G-Stack, called me down in the background.
Alright, that's what's up. That's what's up right there.
Yeah, okay. Yo, what you think of the track? Drag on.
I like that joint. That's where it's born. That's what's up right there. That's what up. You know what I'm saying?
Tell me, Key West, you think that's a different side of me, or, you know, I could bust windows out and fuck niggas up, you know?
Yeah, I know you get that crazy side, G, but you was on your laid back joint. Is that the joint you putting on the mixtape?
Yeah, no. The one I'm putting on the mixtape is a love song. Me and G6, we definitely had to go in our bag. Like, I mean, shout out to all the ladies out there, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. I just big up. I think that you could be sexy without having to talk about how wet your pussy is. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be wet. You ain't got to tell them. You know what I mean? Dress that shit up. Oh, the peach. But, yeah, definitely. Some new music from your girl, Honest Fire. We're going to get a collab with Dragon. We're going to call that Fire, Fire, Fire or something.
All right. That's what's up.
But if you want Dragon, I swear, like, your whole album, your whole mixtape is crazy. I would love to welcome you back to the show to do updates. I do the show 4 nights a week at 11 p.m. I will get you busy. It's so many DJs that's under X Squad DJs. They will all get this track. Like, we will all have you busy. I'm trying to tell you. You have fans.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Just get me busy, you know what I'm saying? For real. Like, you know, I'm ready to hit the road. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my album is done right now, so I can officially hit the road now. So, right now, we just working the song. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got a lot of people behind the joint. So, we definitely appreciate your support. You know what I'm saying? For real, like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm speaking on for me and the whole hood environment. So, we definitely appreciate you, man. For real, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to definitely call back up to the show. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to get on and get back to my daughter and all that. I'm saying, but I definitely appreciate the love and everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, for real, I might got a shoot out there, too, April 4th, too, you know what I'm saying? Word up. I got to catch one of them first Sundays, man, you know what I'm saying? Word up.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely come through, check out the first Sunday. Where have you been? You open to work. We are busy every single day in Philly. Shout out to all the talent out here. And just, yeah, come accompany us. That's all. And thank you for the show. Like, I got more of your music. I'm going to play. We go until 1 a.m., and then I'm going to hit the club up. Shout out to Gilly, everybody down there. Double D, Chanel, Ancourt, and Rick Lowe. I'm on my way. And Official Drag On is the Twitter.
Yes, Official Drag. Hit me up on Twitter at Official Drag. Also, too, I got to give a crazy shout-out to Kelly. You know what I'm saying? You shouted her out before, but I got to shout her out again. Crazy shout-out to Kelly. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, for hooking up this whole situation. You know what I'm saying? You know, definitely appreciate the support from her. You know what I'm saying? You know, and her staff. So, everything is definitely... You know what I'm saying? Everything
you got a good woman in your corner right there. She's a good woman.
Word up. So, I definitely, you know what I'm saying? You know, appreciate the love. Know what I mean? H-E, Hood Environment. My Twitter's at Official Dragon. Holla at your boy. I appreciate it.
All right. And this is that new track, Honest Fire, G-Sticks. We keep getting it sexy. Bye, Drago. I got you. All right.
No doubt, Honest Fire. I love you, man. Word up.
Love you,
baby. The one and only. If you ever been looking for somebody that you thought might ride for you for the rest of your life, and you was a G, or you a girl ass bitch, you gon' dig this song right here. Let's go.
I'm released from the trials. I gave you an inch and you took me a mile. I was impressed by the 50-yard line, but you kept going like a daily marathon. And we vibe, our conversations live. I feel like I could talk to you for hours at a time. Shop talk, we never gossip. You and my boss, so let's switch the topic. My bank account check, let's take a vacation. Different outfits for your decoration. My heart's racing, standing ovation. I give you what you want, cause you were so patient. Perfect fit, I wasn't made for another. You know how I am in the streets and
undercover. You got me feeling like there's no one above us. So daddy, let me feed you. You know that I need you.
Yeah, I've been all around the world. I've been looking for a girl who will hesitate to ride for a G.
And daddy, you ain't never gotta worry about a girl like me. I'ma rise to the tank so I eat.
And we can go anywhere you want, shop anywhere you want.
Cause your pockets stay filled with tea. And daddy, I'ma stay loyal.
That's the way it is supposed to be.
And that is
surely what it is. I done took you a long way from home. We on the road to the riches. I can feel it in my bones. We in the zone together. We getting grown. Which means you having the time of your life whenever you moan. And we can go wherever you wanna go. Whatever you need, I'ma get it for you. I thought you should know. Then I'm a rider, your first hand provider. No second hands at thrift stores when I'm around you. All you the rockers, don't take a bonnet and Prada. Christian Louis Vuitton. Shorty know I'm a winner, I'm a mobster. All she eats is steak and lobster for dinner. Whenever we in the city, she feel like I'm a forgetting all. That ain't even in my character. You loyal to me, I'm loyal to you. And together we can tear it up. We can run the city, my pockets still to the tippy. Whenever you riding with me, I feel like I gotta do. Yeah, I've been all around the world. I've been looking for a girl who will hesitate to ride for a G.
And daddy, you ain't never gotta worry about a girl like me. I'ma rise to the tank so I eat.
And we can go anywhere you want. Shop anywhere you want.
Cause your pockets stay filled with tea. And daddy, I'ma stay loyal. Have to keep it spoiled.
That's the way it is supposed to be.
And that'll be. I'm the sweetest thing you've ever known. You can hold down the throne. I can only play the background. Long as my position's known. We stick to the basics. Time we invested, long as I've been around, you've never been arrested.
No, that's no bullish, the way that you pull this off and get involved, now I know you a real chick.
No dummy mission, this is unconditional love and affection, only real thugs getting, can you deserve it?
I know I ain't perfect, but this is for certain, I'm something to work with, I'll write my name next to you and put it in cursive.
Signed and sealed, 5 course meals, dinner for two.
I'm on your hill, shorty, you know the deal.
Theme park grills, we shop.
The Audemars watch. Got time to kill.
We got so much more to do. I'm included in balance.
I know you got my back. It feels good to be grounded.
Yeah, I've been all around the world. I've been looking for a girl who will hesitate to ride for a G. And daddy, you ain't never gotta worry about a girl like me. I'ma rise to the tank so I eat.
And we can go anywhere you want. Shop anywhere you want.
Cause your pockets stay filled with tea. And daddy, I'ma stay loyal. Have to keep it spoiled.
That's the way it is supposed to be.
And that'll be.
Shout out to my baby, G-Stack, Southwest in the building, Hit Factory, little sexy guitar. That sound like a beat you made, Key West. Sound like some sexy shit you would have did. Thank you, thank you. Industry wise equality?
Yes,
man. I got you.
Exactly.
But that was a real nice interview. Dragon, he was so open, so humble, so relatable. Sometimes you don't. It's a pleasant surprise to, you know what I mean, find somebody who you can relate to, who you're a fan of. I really do like that because I've met some people, and they be like, turn their nose up. Shout out to Jeezy, though. He's another humble dude. We parted with Papi and Shampoo one time, like we was cousins. And then afterwards, they was like, yeah, I had to leave. Like, no going to after parties with people, though. Shout out to that's something else. Then you get that decent proposal, like, leave me alone.
you putting it out there, huh?
Yo, it was. I think I talked about it on Philly Shine. It was like we was chilling in VIP and doing everything, drinking and smoking and what we was doing. Then we was leaving. As soon as we got out, right to the parking lot, the one boy who I was cool as hell with, he was like, he let me put his chain on to take a picture and everything. Like, that joint was heavy. Then all of a sudden, he like, yo, if I eat your pussy, would you suck my dick? I'm like, okay, time to go home. Like, shit.
Oh, wow.
Just like that. Just, yeah. Proposal.
That's a line and a half. I'm gonna start using that. That's a little forward.
Shout out to the show we gonna put together with Key West. He is such a ladies man. Getting it in, showing the fuck off. Like, I love you, Key West. He said I gotta use that.
I'm gonna use
that. Man, you know what? We're talking about using stuff and sex and all that other stuff. I don't know nobody who could get it faster than my man Lou Rider, though. I think Lou Rider got you beat, Key West.
I think Lou Rider
got you beat.
R&B cat, you know.
Yeah, that R&B, he's all R&B. Like, you could R&B it up. But he be R&B.
He R&B it up.
But this is a new track from him. I love it. It's called Happy Hour Loving. It was Holiday Loving. He was singing it to me, though. You know, that's my baby. Shout out to Lou Rider. We're going to get sexy on Philly Shine before I head out to the Clippers. You know what it's about.
Shorty got a rabbit on, looking like bright as old lady. I'm about to put it on, yeah. Smelling like love, yeah. I'ma spin it round. Take a look at my gift and strip it down. She's yeah, she know it, she confident. Her body's just to show it, I'm taking it.
Big ups to my Lulu Rider. Big ups to everybody chilling the call Q. I guess you just want to listen, but I'm going to still shout out to Eric Cole, 646-267-252. Definitely shout out to 414. Red Dog was in the building earlier. But like I said, if you want to say something, you want me to open up your mic, just press the number one. You can be live on Philly Shine and show off with us. Yo, Key West. Happy
yes,
hour 11. that was hot.
Yeah,
that was
hot, definitely hot.
I have some music for my girl Housewife too. H Dub, I Am H Dub has got to be a crazy, crazy, crazy mixtape. That joint plays for you. Got that joint already?
No, I ain't got it yet.
Whew, is it on that piff? I'm about to go check it out right now.
Yeah,
that joint. Yeah, that joint definitely got to be put out there or whatever. But I wanna go into some more freaky music. What else I got freaky on here? What is that song, Make a Bitch Go Ooh? I know y'all remember Make a Bitch Go Ooh.
I remember that. I just talked to him the other day.
Shout out to Notice and that song, Good Head. We like that song, too. We got to do a little porn star track. Shout out to that. What else we got? We got a lot of stuff. What's this? I don't know. This is something new I put on the air. Street Lotto. This joint is crazy. It's called It's Over. I was going to go freaky, but this joint crazy. I don't know if you remember it from the other night, but this joint go in. My boy Street Lotto is over at the end of the album.
Yeah,
Business and Money or something. I forget. Whatever the joint is called. I'm sorry. DJ Truth is hosting it. I got a bad memory. Y'all know why. But I love y'all. Philly Shine. And I'm about to go out, so I don't know. I'm going to get somebody to hold down the switchboard, or we just going to be talking shit the whole ride.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Lotto. Lord. Please forgive me of my sins. Please forgive me. Take the pain away.
Black Benz with the black on black rims. It's over. Tint with the halogenic gleam. It's over. Baby girl say she wanna take a spin. It's over. Reception lotto, where you been? It's over. Luai know it's over. JB know it's over. DJ Dana Raymond, Tommy V know it's over. What you niggas know about lottery? I thought I told you. Lotto been a rider. Lotto is a roller. Lotto was a general. Lotto got them soldiers. Niggas slept on Lotto, then they showed up with the folder. Lotto get you open, yet it still he is a closer. You ain't about your money, I thought you don't approach them. Approach them. That nigga's back away. Back away. That nigga's back away. Get off that weak shit like every day is Saturday. If you can't relate, then I suggest that you go that away.
With posters falling in the club with the bottles getting towed up. Grab a cigarette full of section, then we post up. Yeah, the baddest part to be confined, now we toast up.
Black Benz with the black on black rims.
It's over.
Tint with the halogenic gleam.
It's over.
Baby girl say she wanna take a spin.
It's over.
Recession over, where you been?
It's over.
It's over. I got these girls gooped up. Lot of chicks, now that the whips stay cooped up.
Lotto.
I'm in the flame, blowing loose chains. Lanes couldn't hang if they was dangling for my loose chains. Hello, indeed a jacket match the shell toe. Walking on the cloud, feel like I smoked a half an elbow. You pop a band with every stripper on the dance floor. You ain't breaking bread, what the hell your ass here for? Let me in.
It's over.
Recession over. Where you been?
It's over.
I'm outside getting money like we're poster. Falling in the club with the bottles getting towed up. Grab a cigarette full of section, then we post up. Grab the baddest part to be confined, now we toast up. Black Benz with the black on black rims.
It's over.
Tint with the halogenic gleam.
It's over.
Baby girl say she wanna take a spin.
It's over.
Recession over.
Yeah.
I think I'm on my last glass. Green limit 60 and I'm 40 miles past that. My nigga pass that. Lotto, that's that good. I'm off that yak, I'm off that wish a nigga would. 100 haters on that wish a nigga could shit. Old school on 23s, guess I'm on that bullshit. A classic, 69 Chevelle. I'm getting to the money, little buddy, can't you tell? I tell, I'm doing it the long way. Look like, smell like money, cause it's on me. Shorty say I'm stuck up, I be acting phony. Now she wanna win the lotto, baby, before she didn't know me.
I'm getting money like we're poster. Falling in the club with the bottles getting towed.
that joint, it is for G's. This is for my G's. And this is for my hustlers. And it's over. That is my ish right there. It's over, Street Lotto. Lotto. Much love to him. I guess I might as well shut the show down because I'm getting ready to step out or whatever. Nobody wants to hold down the switch. I got nobody to hold down the switchboard for me. But y'all know I'm going to be back Saturday night playing my girl, Housewife, IMH Dub. More music from the Crazies, Drag On. I got the track that I just got from Eye of the Storm. Or whatever, we got the Jewel and Get Ready to Come Out, Industry Risers, they got the Truth Serum out, First Sunday, Diamond Spotlight, Mill Creek Tavern, 4200 Chester Avenue, you got the Industry Risers Showcase. When's your next show? Tell us, tell everybody, show off.
April 11th, we're going to be showcasing all them artists that's on the Industry Risers mixtape, plus a couple other artists. For those that don't know, I will repeat this. This is no longer an open mic. No longer an open mic. The only way you can perform at Industry Risers now is by special invitation or by you getting at me and me reviewing your music. It is no longer an open mic.
You hear that? No longer an open mic. Can you, would you like, I mean, because like me and you both do the same thing. Can you tell us what was the reason for the transition? And like, why you wanted to just take away that whole open mic thing?
Basically, the reason for my transition is I see certain artists that is serious about their craft, and I'm not going to take time away from them on stage for people that's not really that serious about it, for people that's doing it as a hobby. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is like, look, you can save your $10 and stay home, for real. If you're not serious about it, like, I'm not beat for no amount of money, you know what I mean? My thing is I enjoy doing Industry Risers because I love to see artists shine, you know what I mean? I love to perform alongside artists that's doing their thing, you know what I mean? So my thing is, if you ain't really doing your thing, if you just coming to waste my time and everybody else's, yeah, just keep your $10. Go somewhere else, you know what I mean? It's all gravy.
And go, don't bring me the bullshit, because I'm going to still do the open mic. And artists will tell you, I'll be in all fairness. I don't take any crap. Like, I had a female artist or whatever. Y'all know who she is. I ain't even got to say her name, because I know I like everybody else. But she just, you know what I mean, like, really came in, like, trying to bogart my shit. Like, I'm like, I don't even like your lifestyle. Like, don't even go here, shorty. Go away. You know what I'm saying? And then you have other artists who want to disrespect and not grab the mic. We get security. Escort them out. Like, there's no reason to clog up that. And then, like, Key West has been doing the open mic and showing love, actually helped me out with getting a chance to use Mill Creek as a venue. You know what I'm saying? Just as long as you're not sour to the whole idea, you're still showing off, still showing love. I had a great ball at your last event.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm still showing love to the artists, like, if people are interested in being on the show, you know what I mean, they can hit me up, 215-200-0601, 215-200-0601. People can still get on, but, you know what I mean, like, I want people to take it serious. It's a show. It's not an open mic, you know what I mean? We putting on something good for our fans, because I'm sick of going to hip-hop shows, open mics, and nobody's there because nobody takes it serious. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
My thing is, I have a good crowd. We're going to put on a good show for that crowd. We're going to keep
Ain't nothing wrong with putting on a show. I definitely take time and sometimes put on a showcase. That's why I call mine a music event. You never know what I'm going to do. But shout out to Sandman and his PCP event last night. It was bananas. Like, I had to pronounce every syllable of what I just did. It was bananas. AR Ab stole the fucking show. He didn't even have a beat. I mean, it was crazy. Shout out to Tone Trump looking all husky. Mill Millions Husky. I see y'all getting husky. And it was definitely a phenomenal performance from Doughboy. Doughboy had the whole entire crowd rocking. Low horses and whores or something. Low horses and horses and hoes. Low horses and hoes, I think it is. Yeah, low horses and hoes. That shit was crazy. Shout out to Shizzy Robertino. He had everybody shaking. Sandman was talking a bunch of shit. He spilt my drink. Rushed the stage. Shout out to Lady Merc. It was crazy. Like, Philly's doing their thing. And a big, huge shout out to EQ Philly. Y'all know they're doing the in-store signing for Concealed Habitat. This Saturday, Santa Apple Derby off of 69th and Market. Come through, get your shit signed. I'm going to definitely have James Cagney sign my, I don't know what I'm getting to sign, but James Cagney, a.k.a. Big Beck. You know what I mean? Had the names on that. We got another a caller. I see the call. You know, I'm not going to bother y'all because if you wanted to say something, you would press the number one. I would see your hand up and I would open you up. I show respect to the rules. You know what I mean? But definitely call back. Join us Saturday night. We will be showing off. Tomorrow is going down. Club Worship, Atlantic City. Party with the Eagles. So 4 a.m. Get on my guest list. $15. You know what I mean? Come through. But good night, Kiwaz. Good night, everybody's listening in. Shout out to you, Tommy Braille. Headbanger Video. Shout out EQ Philly. Shout out also strictlygraphic.com, a.k.a. Mr. Nip Tuck. I'm going to get that cover done. We're going to do the photo shoot. I want bigger titties and smaller waist, big ass. You know, maybe I want a better hairline and shit. I don't fuck that. I don't care. Graphics. Nothing wrong with it. But good night, Key Wise, and good night, everybody.
Good night. Peace out.